All right. Well, we've been waiting for this interview and are excited to be able to get back in touch with the folks who are running Boob Stock. That's right. Boob Stock 2026 is coming up on Saturday, September 12th. That's this coming Saturday as we play our program. It's happening at the John Sobieski Club on 10 Woodland Road in Deep River. We're going to talk all about it with one of the event organizers. Patty Yunin is on the line with us, and we are going to get into that conversation right after we talk to you about another big organization that's supporting individuals who are surviving with cancer, as well as their caregivers and loved ones. And I'm talking about the annual 5K walk and run to benefit the Center for Cancer Care at Griffin Hospital in Derby. This is the 18th year for their 5K walk and run, and it's happening on Saturday, October 24th. This non-competitive, family-friendly event begins with day of registration at 7:30 and kicks off at 9. All proceeds from the 5K are going to help bring advanced radiation therapy technology to the lower Naugatuck Valley community, expanding access to leading-edge treatment and ensuring patients receive exceptional cancer care as close to home as possible. Now, here's the important part, especially if you're pinching pennies. Until October 5th, registration is $35, and you'll get a T-shirt, and then starting on October 6th, registration jumps up $5. You can register at the gate on the day of the event, but they urge you to pre-register if you can. Just go to griffinhealth.org/5K. All right. Patty, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, John. Thank you for having me on.
So let's talk a little bit about you. What's your backstory? Do you have a cancer story that's near and dear to you that helped inspire you to get involved with this event?
Well, Boobstock is very personal to me because in 2012 was a hugely profound year for me. I was caring for my mom, who was in her final stages. She was dying from breast cancer. She was doing maintenance chemo and was in her fourth year with it. So she was very, very ill. And that spring, my best friend was diagnosed with invasive ductal carcinoma, which was cured with a double mastectomy. So Margaret Rohner, who was my best friend, was very grateful for being cured and wanted to pay it forward. And she loved rock and roll, so she wanted to do a mini music fest. And during the year, you know, she started dating somebody who came up with the name Boobstock. And tragically, sadly, I lost my mom October 1st in 2012.
Sorry.
And that's when Margaret and a group of us really started planning Boobstock. We spent a whole year planning it, and the first one was held October 19th in 2013. And sadly, we lost Margaret December 26th in 2013. She was killed. So because of my, you know, connection with Margaret and my mother in 2012, with my best friend being saved and losing my mom, it only seemed that when we lost Margaret, it was natural for me to take over Boobstock for her, to pay it forward in her honor and also in memory of my mom. Yeah. And her, you know, my mom fought for 10 years on and off with breast cancer. So I've been running Boobstock with Margaret's boyfriend, Jack, organizing the music, and I do the administrative part since 2014.
Okay. Well, before we get into talking more about the event, and since you and I share some similar tragic kind of pileups of incidents, talk a little bit to folks that are listening about how important it is, based on your experience, to be able to find a cause to not only devote your creative energy toward, but to also pay tribute to the people that you lost while doing good and possibly supporting or even saving the lives of people who may be fighting cancer now or who may become diagnosed in the future.
Well, I know it was so important to Margaret to pay it forward. And when they asked me where I wanted the money that we donate to go towards. The first thought that came into my mind was the relief that I saw on Margaret's face the day we went into the Signari boutique and they told her that anything she got was going to be provided to her at no cost because she was self-employed and she didn't have the money for the camisoles and the, you know, supplies that she needed for after her surgery. So I knew that, you know, and even with my mom's case, when she was going through chemo and lost her hair and she needed wigs and turbans and the things that she was provided, you know, people going through those kinds of treatments and surgeries, their life is hard enough without having to worry about how to pay for something that they need because of what they're going through. So for me to be able to, you know, to raise money and to know that it's going to go toward helping somebody going through something that's already hard enough on them, it's an important way to help to pay it forward.
You mentioned the boutique. Where is that?
That's at the Smilo Cancer Center. It's the Signari Family Boutique.
Okay. And that is not the boutique itself, but the Smilo is one of the beneficiaries of Boobstock.
Right. In the past, we've given money to this, the Signari Family Boutique, which is within Smilo Cancer Hospital. Mm-hmm. And this year, they had asked us to direct the money toward the Smilo Breast Cancer Fund. Mm. So I guess the Signari Family Boutique is the recipient of a lot of money from a lot of different donors. So they asked us to send it to the General Breast Cancer Fund this year. So this year, we've changed it over to there.
Mm.
At Middlesex, it'll still go to help with the women getting wigs and turbans and, you know, any kinds of accessories that they would need after surgery or treatments.
Yeah, but as far as the Smilo situation is concerned, this could really be an opportunity to not only broaden the attention for this annual music festival, but also provide the opportunity for some of these dollars to go to something much more innovative or helping people in other ways than the boutique might.
Right. It's a broader breast cancer fund.
Yeah, that's great.
Program.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the evolution of Boobstock. Were you able to keep it contiguous from over these past 14 years, or did you, like so many other organizations, have to kind of put things on pause during the COVID era?
There was only one year we did not have a mini music fest. That was during 2020. Mm. We did, however, have a huge raffle that year at the Sobieski Club, and I did tag sales and a rummage sale. So I still was able to raise over $6,000 that year to donate.
Wow, that's great.
So, you know, we totally... over since 2013, we've raised close to $100,000, if not over.
Wow! And
everything is donated.
Yeah.
So we have very minimal expenses. I'm kind of a cheapskate. I try very hard not to spend anything, if possible, just on the food that we feed people for the picnic supplies anything that I anything that I'm marketing as far as T-shirts or things like that. You know, I try to make at least double on what I'm selling, the T-shirts or whatever.
Right.
Trying to maximize our profits to give as much as I can to the two hospitals that we're supporting.
Yeah, and over the course of the many years that you have been able to have the mini music festival, I'm sure you're at the point where possibly even people that came to Boobstock One. We'll be looking forward to coming out to this one in a week or so.
Absolutely.
You have regulars, Boobstock regulars.
Absolutely. As my son and his wife, I know, are two that haven't missed one. They've been there since. And actually, I personally missed 2013. My husband had taken me to Florida. I didn't realize we were going to be away during the first Boobstock. So that breaks my heart that I wasn't at the only Boobstock where Margaret was.
Mm, well, I'm sure.
But, at that time we said, there's going to be more. There's going to be more. We didn't realize that she wouldn't be at the next one. But, here I carry it for her, and we always feel like she's there with us because, and I don't want to jinx it by saying this, but in 2016, we changed locations because after she passed, 2014 and 2015, it rained at the location where it had been previously. In 2016, we changed it to a new location, and knock on wood, and we say Margaret's watching over us because it hasn't rained there yet.
So we're
counting on next Saturday. It looks like it's going to be another beautiful day, and we say our angels watching over us and keeping the sun shining for our music fest.
Yeah, and the Sobieski Club has been a good partner.
Oh, they've been a wonderful partner. They've been very, very supportive of anything we've tried to do. You know, anything we want to do, they don't charge us for being there. They open up their kitchen for us. They help donate food, and they even donate Jell-O shots, proceeds from the sale of Jell-O shots. And,
sure.
And they're, they're very supportive. They sell beer outside, and the tips from the beer truck go to Boobstock. And
yeah.
They're absolutely wonderful to us.
Very invested in this event, which is great.
Yes. They're actually even building a new stage this year that'll be ready just in time for Boobstock.
All right. Great. Well, let's let people know why they should come, because it's not just that the proceeds and anything you spend are going to go split between the Smilo Cancer Hospital Breast Cancer Fund and Middlesex Health Breast Center and their boutique. There's the music. Let's talk about that. Who are your acts this year?
It's Harper and Owens, Sweet Polly, Dog Parade, Hangar 11, and the Chris Abbott Band.
Excellent. And
I got all five. I can't believe I did it by memory.
Yeah. And this is it should go without saying, but we're going to say thanks also for not only what you're doing in the name of your friend and all the folks who you're helping, but you're also promoting local music, local musicians.
Yes. Yes, and they all donate their time. Every year they come willingly to donate their time, and they're all fabulous.
So what else is available for folks at Boobstock? Do you have an opportunity for your recipients to have some tabletops or some education?
We do have some literature that Middlesex hands out that gives to us, and we've also got dozens of raffle prizes, and this year we're going to have a few silent auction items, and there's a cash bar, and the ticket price includes some great food.
Excellent. The tickets are how much?
The tickets are $25 for ages 15 to 64, $15 for ages 10 to 14 or 65 and over, and if you're 10 and under, it's free admission, and we have last year decided to also make free admission for breast cancer survivors.
Fantastic. And what are we talking about as far as food lineup?
We have hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken, and then kielbasa and sauerkraut and all kinds of salads, potato salad, pasta salads, just all kinds of picnic food.
Very good. And a dog-friendly event, or do you prefer folks to leave the furry ones at home?
Probably to leave them at home unless they're super friendly, and easygoing.
And of course, service animals.
Right, service animals, definitely, yeah.
Excellent. Do you get a representation of folks who are cancer survivors who may have been helped thanks to the philanthropy of Boobstock?
I'm sure there are some there, yes.
Excellent. Anything else folks need to know? Time. Yeah, we didn't give them the time.
Yeah, it starts at 1 o'clock. And some important things to know is that parking is very tight, so carpooling is recommended. And it's important to bring your own lawn chairs or blankets because there's a few picnic tables, but not many.
Okay.
So parking and lawn chairs are very important.
Great. Will there be the opportunity for people to pay cash, as you said, cash bar, but cash these days is a funny word because most people transact it on a mobile device or plastic. Are you going to be set up to take mobile pay and plastic?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. And you said there's t-shirts and products and other swag that folks can pick up?
Yes, I have t-shirts and little shot glasses and key rings and glow-in-the-dark bracelets and a couple of magnets and bandanas. You know, a few little tchotchke kind of things.
Fantastic. If people want to learn more, boobstock.com is the website, I believe, right?
Yes, it is.
And you also have a great presence on social network, Facebook and such.
Yes, and if anybody wants to, they can buy tickets on boobstock.com or also make donations on boobstock.com.
Fantastic. As you heard, Patty Unum has been there from the beginning and supporting and organizing and playing a critically important role in this unique and boutique fundraiser for the Smilo Cancer Hospital Breast Cancer Fund and Middlesex Health Breast Center. We hope folks will turn out again Saturday, September 12th, starting at about, you said,
1 p.m.
at the John Sobieski Club on Woodland Road in Deep River, Connecticut. Live music, raffles, silent auction, fundraising, tchotchke, great food, fantastic local bands, and everybody that can is devoting all of their energy and talent and food and support for this event at no cost so they can maximize their ticket sales and other revenue toward the two recipient charities. So we hope folks will come out and check them out on social. And if you can't come out, maybe there's even a way that you can make a donation to the cause as well. So we hope everybody turns out for Boobstock 2026 in Deep River. And Patty, thank you so much for telling us all about it.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to come on and speak with you, John.